Well, friends, since young adulthood, I have identified spiritually as something of a panentheist, holding the belief that the sacred is seen in all things. I find reverence in a flower, in the peas that grow in my garden, in the winds that blow the salt air into my nostrils when I'm at Ferry Beach or in a seacoast town. I can almost hear that song from Godspell called All Good Gifts. It offers in part gratitude for the seed time and the harvest, our life, our health, our food. No gifts have we to offer, for all thy love imparts, but that which thou desirest, our humble, thankful hearts. Offering our humble, thankful hearts, all good gifts come to us, by chance sometimes, and frequently through really dedicated and hard work. And here in a congregation that is the home of the Spirit, the gifts come from our labors and dedication, and then unexpectedly from people and things and encounters that we did not expect. For instance, we dedicate ourselves to nourishing each other with good snacks at social hour. And then, surprisingly, a conversation springs up over the chunks of melon or pieces of cheese. And from that, it turns out that two people love walking in the same piece of green space, or both are totally into watching the same TV show, or planting muscari, those beautiful little grape hyacinths in the garden. A chance encounter that started over a cup of coffee or tea. Or we find that our spirit comes alive when walking in an open field, and suddenly the mind is freed, and it happened without planning for it, out there in the air as you looked at what nature was offering, all good gifts. During the summer of 2020, when Star Island, a Unitarian Universalist United Church of Christ conference center, was closed due to COVID, my spouse Ben and I were lucky enough to be able to be on the island three times as volunteers. There were only about 12 people there, taking care of maintenance and safety. Because Ben is a carpenter and I am a trained chef, we had work to do. It was hard and gritty, and at the end of our time, we found ourselves grubby and sweaty, sitting on a float that had been pulled out of the water, waiting for a boat that would take us back to the mainland, back to COVID isolation. Sitting on that float, someone got a picture of Ben and me, deliriously happy, even in our filth. Because the breeze was blowing, the sun was out, the island we love as the most precious of places in the universe was still there. And we were on that rock, being blessed with a tiny bit of normalcy in the midst of a truly terrible time. All good gifts are sent from heaven above, or so it seemed in that moment. Where does our soul find nurture, and how is it that we come to find a true home for our spirit? I suspect a lot of you might say that it comes in the most curious of places and times. Maybe on Reverend Becky's farm with those adorable goats in the field. Maybe digging in the gardens around the church, extracting weeds from blooms. Maybe playing Jenga or reading a story to a child who isn't quite ready to go to sleep. Maybe in the story of that newcomer that you just met, who could be your new friend. At church, we are in the business of nurturing the spirit, because that is how we grow and blossom and in turn help heal our world. In this church, There is always room to grow, spaces to explore, opportunities to learn, and new people to connect to. Those opportunities call to us. Come, dive in, find what lies just under the surface. So today, when we leave this space, I encourage you to maybe think about talking to that person who you don't know so very well, a new member, for instance, or the person who hasn't been in church for months but decided to come today, or the visitor who was passing by and spotted the open doors and came in. I hope that you'll not only welcome them, but offer your heart and your free spirit in connecting with them to help grow your soul. The journey of the Spirit in this spiritual home is a beautiful one worth taking. Come in. The doors are open. And be at home here. Amen, and blessed be.